KWOS Open Air brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. In with us for the rest of the hour. Heck, he showed up early. Let's put him on the radio. State Representative Dave Griffith. Griff, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.
Now, before we get into a big discussion of the session and all, boy, I guess I know last time we talked, you sure wanted to say thanks to the voters in Cole County.
I really do, and I continue to do that, and I've got a lot of my constituents that have reached out to me with some concerns they've got right now, and I promised them when I talk with them at the door that I would be responsive to them, and that I have an open door policy, and that they can call me, they can text me, they can Facebook me, whatever means that they want to reach me. Then that I would be glad to listen to what their issues are.
You sure talked to a lot of people during the campaign. Every time we saw you were, well, I just wrapped up this neighborhood, I'm headed to that neighborhood, and boy, you made the rounds.
We did. My wife and I knocked over 9,700 doors during that during the campaign, which it, you know, now when we drive around town, I look at houses that I knocked on doors of. Our church went to the Festival of Lights out at Bender, and we took the trolley, and they took us around to different neighborhoods, and we were out in some, and I would point out on the bus, on the trolley, who lives there and who lives here, and really got to know a lot of people. I said this before, that I was in places in Jefferson City that I had never been before, and I really have to give a lot of credit to my lovely wife, Lee. She was there knocking on those doors when it was 105 degrees outside, and so it was really a team effort in getting elected.
Well, Dave, when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about priorities for the 2019 session. I know a lot of those priorities were set for you very early on by a lot of those visits with the Jefferson Cityans and Cole County.
That's right. Exactly right.
Dave Griffith in with us this morning on KWS Open Air, brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. Rain tapers off, and then high today, 44. 40 right now. News time, 8:30. KWOS Open Air, brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. 556-6397. Our guest with us, brand new State Representative Dave Griffith from Cole County. Also, a little later in the morning, we'll check in a little before 8 o'clock with Matt Michaels from the Zimmer Sports Network with an update on some bowling for the Missouri Tigers. And we don't mean the kind with 15 pounders and funny shoes. We'll be checking in with Matt from Mizzou and Oklahoma State from the bowl game. Griff, talk to us about your priorities going into the session. I know from day one of you announcing your campaign, veterans are literally right at the head of your list.
They really are. And I've talked with the speaker about being on the Veterans Committee. I'm hoping that I'm going to get that. I placed my priorities really in the committees that I want to be on, really around what my platform was. And veterans definitely are at the very top of the list. And the veterans courses, which is one thing that you and I have talked about many times before. And really the expansion of veterans course throughout the entire state of Missouri. And it's sad to me, and Larry Henry is a real good friend of mine. As a matter of fact, he took my seat in the city council. He couldn't fit my shoes because he's too big. But
he couldn't get his knees under the console.
No. But one thing that I really was surprised at is that there are only 11 veterans courts throughout the entire state of Missouri. And you get into the larger metropolitan areas and larger cities, you've got them. We've got one here. But you get down into southeast Missouri, and there's one for all of southeast Missouri. And I'm not saying we need to have, because when I went down to Texas for Hurricane Harvey, every county in the state of Texas has got a veterans court. And I'm not saying that we need to do that here in Missouri, because the population size really wouldn't be economically feasible for that. What I think we can do is we can cluster some counties together. I think we've got, as well as educate the rural Missouri, that a lot of these men and women that have gone down range and been in battle, and when they come back and they're injured, they get on medication, and then their medication runs out, and then they self-medicate, and then they get into trouble and do things that they wouldn't have done before they went into the Army or into battle. And so I think that we, the veterans courts really are a way of giving them a second chance, of having them know that somebody cares about them, and that they can clean their record up and they can get a fresh start. So that's going to be my number one priority. I've already talked with research about filing a bill. I'm going to try and talk with some seniors or juniors there to have them really sponsor the bill. I'm not about my name needs to be on a bill in order sometime while I'm elected. Really, I just want to get things done, and that's my number one priority of getting that done.
Well, Dave, you can relate from your era being the Vietnam era as you were with the veteran that things really changed with Desert Storm and the War on Terror, because in the Vietnam era, the people who largely came back with those issues were active duty people who'd been in the combat zone. And now so much of that is flipped to the reserve side with the reservists and the National Guardsmen coming home with those very same issues.
Exactly right. And a lot of those guys and gals, I mean, they have been over there 4 or 5 or 6, 7, 8 times. And they go over for 6 months or for 8 months. They come back and they are reservists or they're National Guardsmen. And back in our day, when we went to Vietnam, we were there for a year, 13 months. That was the max you could do. And you come back, you could volunteer to do a second tour or a third tour. And I had a lot of friends that did that. But now with the post 9/11 veterans that are actually going over, and I've talked with some that have got some real issues with PTSD. We're there 7 or 8 times, and you go in that, and Johnny, it just changes you, changes who you are.
Talk to us about your other priorities, okay, Dave, before we run out of time, because there's a lot ahead, budget talk, workforce development, both high on the governor's list.
Well, and and I think one thing that we, because I talked with some of the leadership about what some of the priorities we're going to have, and the medical marijuana, and I heard you talking with Locke before, and that's something we have to figure out. I mean, the voters have said that that's what they want, and so we've got to figure out how we're going to implement that. That's going to be one of our priority items that we're going to have as we get into session. The initiative petitions are also going to be something we're going to be looking at. And I think if we think about it, if we're going to change the Constitution of the state of Missouri, we need to be very thoughtful about that. And we've changed our Constitution more than we've changed the U.S. Constitution. And so we need to be very serious when we do that. And the initiative petition is a way of engaging the public. But the large majority of the public are not being, don't have a say in that. And we've got people from outside the state of Missouri that are coming in and spending a lot of money to get something that their own agenda is taken care of. And so I think that's something we're going to be looking at very, very seriously. Obviously, transportation, the gas tax didn't pass. But our roads are, and crumbling infrastructure are still something that we've got to take care of, and we've got to figure out how we're going to do that. And that's going to be the top of our list. Some tort reform issues that we're going to be looking at. Really, the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act really looks at how we can take care and eliminate a lot of the frivolous lawsuits that are being filed that are really costing the state of Missouri, taxpayers, costing them money. And we need to try and address that in a very thoughtful way. The workforce development that you talked about, and that was part of my platform when I was running, is that we've got jobs that are going unfilled because we don't have skill sets in order to fill those. We've got some welding jobs. We've got some over-the-road truck driving jobs that are available that we can't fill them. And so I'd like to look at State Tech, Nicholas Career Center, those kind of things, that medium in order to fill a lot of those needs that we have. I know when I went to school, we had shop class. And it gave us some skills that we could use later on in life. And I didn't think that we had shop classes anymore in the state of Missouri. Well, I found out we do. There are some school districts that still have that, and they're able to use them in their theater productions to build the sets and those kind of things. So these kids are getting being taught some skills that they can use later on in life.
Must have like kids at Nichols Career Center here in town, yeah, with their construction classes and all.
Yeah, when I was with Channel 13, we did a story on them and a house that they remodeled and refurbished and built. It was all done by Nichols Career Center and students. So it is being used.
State Representative Dave Griffith in with us this morning from Cole County with the start of the session right around the corner. Dave, you alluded to your many years in the media and all that. Any eye openers for you now that you're doing the whole freshman routine at the Capitol and all? You kind of see behind the scenes, it's a little different animal, isn't it?
It really is. And you mentioned the tour, and that really, when I was after I got elected, some of my really good friends said that's going to be the best 2 weeks you're going to spend in the whole time that you're in the House. And it really was. All of us, there's 61 freshmen this year, which is a very large class. And we had maybe 55, 57 of us that were on the bus. And you spend 2 weeks on a bus traveling around the state. You get to know who your colleagues, not just Republicans, but Democrats as well, and really start to develop relationships with them. And I developed some relationship with some of my Democrat colleagues that is going to be very valuable. We need to look beyond just party lines and what we can do to better our state, to better our district, and how we share a lot in common. We differ in some philosophy and some ideas, but we can do it in a respectful way. You know, we can be civil and try to work together to do what's best for the entire state.
Well, you've got the luxury, I don't know if that's the right word, but the luxury of having people who remain on, like State Representative Travis Fitzwater, Senator Riddle, and Senator Burns-Kidder, people that you personally have known for a long time.
Yeah, and those are, especially Travis, and Travis and I have become really good friends. I listened to him the other day on the Gary Nolan show. He was hosting that. But those kind of relationships that we build can be built and be a lasting relationship you're going to have for the rest of your life.
Before we let you go, budget challenges ahead at the state. There's always challenges, no matter how rosy the outlook is, isn't there?
There really is. I mean, everybody's got their own personal pet peeve, or they've got their own personal agenda, things that they want to have happen. I told somebody the other day that I can't go anywhere now without talking politics. And people are talking that they want things that they want to see happen, and the amount of revenue that we've got really it meets what we have. And one good thing that we've got in the state of Missouri, and that is we have a balanced budget, and we don't deficit spend, and so we have to be very thoughtful about what we're going to fund and how we're going to fund it, if we've got the money for it. I know that I met with Carlos Graham and Lincoln University and President Wolf the other day, and in talking with them about their needs and what they want. State Tech, Dr. Sean and I talked as well. So there are a lot of issues that are out there. There's only one pie, and we can only slice it so many times. But we need to be very thoughtful about how we do that.
State Representative Dave Griffith from the County of Cole. And with a state, we won't keep you. We'll let you get to the business of the people.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you much.
Happy New Year.
We'll have you. Happy New Year to you, too. We'll have you on plenty during the session. Mark your calendar.
Okay, I will.
Coming up next, we're going to preview the big bowl game with the Missouri Tigers, Oklahoma State. Matt Michaels from the Zimmer Sports Network up next on KWOS Open Air.